Okay. My name is Abigail Phillips. I'm 11 years old. Today is November 26, 2017. I'm recording this interview in Branson, Missouri, and I'm speaking with my Aunt Kristen.
My name is Kristen Kreider, and I'm 42 years old.
Okay. What was your first happy memory?
My first happy memory is happened because my mom went back to college when I was about 3 years old. And so my grandma and grandpa took care of me when she went back to college. And a lot of that care fell on my grandpa because my grandma was really busy. And so my memory of my grandpa and the time I spent with him was riding in an old El Camino. And I remember him drinking Tab soda. And we would take the El Camino from their farm down to our campground, which was some timber and had a creek in it. And we would fish with like bamboo poles. And that's how we would spend the day. We'd go down in the morning and fish and then ride back to their house and have lunch. And I just remember doing that for it seemed like every day for a long time, and it was a lot of fun.
That's cool. And what was your first sad memory? 'Cause, yeah.
Well, I do have I don't know if it's good or bad, but I tend to forget sad things, or I don't know, block them out of my mind maybe or something. But I remember when I was about 13 years old, for my birthday, my mom gave me a ring that had an opal in it, which is my birthstone. And I just remember thinking how beautiful the ring was and how awesome it was that she gave this to me. And I just wanted to really treasure it. And one day I was wearing it outside swinging in our backyard, and the next thing I know, it wasn't on my finger anymore. And I looked everywhere for it, and I could never find it. And I just remember feeling kind of just empty and so disappointed in myself that I lost it. And I don't know, that's something that's always really stuck with me about how bad I felt when I lost that ring.
Yeah, that's not very good.
No.
What was your favorite year in school, and why was it your favorite?
I think my favorite year in school is my junior year in high school. And it was because that year my basketball team made it to the state playoffs. And our school just really came together for that. And I just felt like they were really supporting the whole team of girls that I was with. And it just kind of took over that whole year and just made that whole time really special. We didn't end up, I think we ended up getting third in state, so we didn't end up winning the whole thing. But even when we came home, it was like 2 a.m, and the whole town was out, and they were rallying around us, and it was just a really awesome memory and an awesome highlight to that year.
Yeah, that sounds really fun.
Yeah.
And who was your favorite teacher?
I had a lot of favorite teachers. I really liked school, and I feel like I had a lot of really good teachers that contributed to that. But probably my favorite teacher was my they were all science teachers, all of my top three teachers. But Mr. Lasser was my biology teacher in my freshman year of college. And he was also a friend of my parents. and he was allowed to hunt on our land. So he was this great teacher in the classroom, just like bringing biology to life and just being really, he was just really great with the kids. But then also I was out in the woods a lot, and I would just run into him out there, you know, because he was out there hunting, and he was also then just somebody that I could talk to, and he was just a really neat part of my life, both in school and out of school.
Yeah, he seems nice. And, okay, what is your favorite memory of your kids, Julia and Charlie?
Favorite memory of Julie and Charlie, I think, was for a while we lived in this little cabin outside of Pineville, Missouri, and it was just this really nice little house with a all-weather stream in the back. And when I brought Charlie home from the hospital, I just remember having both of them together. Julia was about 2 and Charlie was just born, and I would just stay home with them, you know, and I had them both together in the living room, and it was just this sense of, I can't believe how lucky I am to have this beautiful little cabin that we're living in and these 2 healthy kids, and my marriage with, you know, Sean, and we had a business, and everything was just so good at that time, you know, and it was just a sense of peace and happiness that I had just for that time being together in that house.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay. And what is your favorite trip that you've gone on? Because I know you travel, like, a lot.
We have got to travel a lot, and anytime we go somewhere, I love it because we get to see just different people and the way they live, but there's no way I could replace the trip that my husband Sean and I took 4 days after we got married. We moved to South Korea, and we hadn't really seen each other a lot the year before we got married. So we got married in the summer, and then 4 days later we moved to South Korea, and we sort of just built our life together. We were there for almost 2 years, and we just experienced that culture because we were just totally immersed in it, from shopping in the markets to hiking in the mountains and doing it just the two of us together, through thick and thin, through sickness and health in those 2 years. It was just a great adventure. Every little part of every day was an adventure for us. And it was a great way to start off our life together.
Yeah. And I have a follow-up question for that. What's your least favorite trip that you've gone on?
Oh, my gosh. My least favorite trip. I don't think I can think of one. I mean, I've never traveled somewhere that I haven't come away from it happy about something that we experienced. So I don't think I could pick one that was the least favorite.
Yeah. It's hard to pick least favorites in first things. Where was your first house as a kid that you can remember?
My first home is still in our family, so I see it every time I go back home. It was the house that was on our farm proper, basically the base of our farm operations. And it was an old farmhouse and had one bathroom, and at some time had 5 kids and both my parents living there. And when I was a sophomore in high school, my mom and dad built a new house that was across the field, and now my sister and her family lives in that house, so it's still in our family and probably will be forever, because that farm is always going to be in our family. And we had a lot of really happy memories there. It was a good place to grow up.
That sounds really good and stuff, yeah. Yeah, so I think that ends our interview. And thank you for listening. Goodbye.